zeggen, dit is van Sabi Mar Yaakov ben Yisrael Pilchas, en zeggen, dit is van Daniel Shane, was Yeshua Fowler. So this Shabbos, Habo Aleinu Latova, is Pashas Mishpatim Shabbos Shkolim. The beginning of the Dalet Parshios. And so there's a fascinating, if you look at the first Mishnah on Masechta Shkolim, it says, Be'echad Be'odar Mashmim Al Hashkolim. So the Martinur says, Bezdin Sholchim B'chol Ari Yisrael Machrizim She'aviu Shikleim. Then the Bezdin starts making announcements. The Bezdin starts making announcements that people need to donate the Machtis HaShekel. And they start that Be'echad Be'odar. Why? Because Be'echad V'nisan Tzorech L'havi Karbonos Tzibur Mitruma Chadosha. Because Be'echad V'nisan, when they bring the Karbon Tzibur, so it has to be from the new donations. This is the new season of donations of Be'echad Be'adar, and therefore they're going to collect for the new Karbonos Tzibur. Like, for example, the Korban Tumid is brought every day. And according to some Rishonim, the only way something could have a din of Tzibur, of Korban Tzibur, is if it comes from the money of the Machtis HaShekel. So if it comes from the money of the Machtis HaShekel, so then that is called... that's called a Korban Tzibur. And therefore, Korban Tzibur has special halachas, because the Rishonim explain that you could have 1,000,000,000 people donating, and it's still considered shutfus, like the Meshech Chochma spits. But Tzibur means that all these people become one unit, and that's a Tzibur, and that has halachas. That has halachas of that, you know, to mahutra b'tzibor, that the din of the halachas of tumah are waived when it comes to a korban tzibor, etc. So the korban tzibor, according to many, comes from this fund of the matzis hashekel, and ve'echad ba'adam mashkmim al hashkolim. That Be'echad Be'odar is when, and so therefore that's why we read Shabbos Shkolim is going to be this week. It's interesting that in Halacha we know that there's two types of mitzvahs. There's a Chovas HaYachid and a Chovas HaTzibur. So let me give you some good examples of this. Rav Shechter likes to say over from Rav Soloveitchik that if you read that if you, when you've gone to a levaya, a kvura, right? So after the mace is buried, so they line up, they make two lines, right? And the avelim go through the two lines, and everyone says, "Amochem yirachem eschem b'sach shar avelim tzion yushalayim," right? I'm sure you've all seen that. At in the Beis HaKvaros. So the Mishnah says in the Masechta Megillah that you need a minyan for that. Ain't only brichas v'tachume avelim with asara, and also brichas chasanim sheva brachas with asara. So Rav Shechter said from Rav Soloveitchik that the idea is like this: since when do we need a minyan for Tachume Avelim? I mean, you go to a shiva home, so if there's not a minion there, you could still say Hamokum Yerachem, right? What's this idea you need a minion? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, as Rav Shechter said over Rav Soloveitchik, was quoted in the Kovetz Mesorah, that by mitzvahs, especially mitzvahs Ben Adam L'Chaveru, but even the other mitzvahs, that they're two chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv on the yachid to be menachem aveilim, to do the chesed, and then there's a chiyuv on the tzibur. So the nichum avelim of the yachid, that's when you go to someone's house, and it could sometimes it could be 130 people there. Sometimes it could be two people there. There's a chova on the yachid to be menachem avelim, but then there's a chovas hatzibur, and that chovas hatzibur is done in the base olam after the kvura when people line up, right? The people who are there usually they make two rows, and the avelim go through the two rows, and everyone says, "Hamakim Yanachem Eschem," and that's called the Shura. The Shura. And the Mishnah says in Megillah that you need 10 people for the Shura. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik says. Why do we need 10 people for a Shura? Is a form of Nichum Avelim. But Rav Soloveitchik explains, as Rav Shachar said over, that there's a Chova of Chesed of the Yachid, but then there's a Chova of the Tzibur as well. And that's why, and the same thing by Brichas Chasanim, you have Sheva Brachas, you need a minyan, right? Because each yachid could be Mesameach, the Chasan and Kala, but you need that there's a Simchas Chasan and Kala in a communal setting. And that's, as Rav Shechter said over, Rav Soloveitchik, whatever, that it's that when you have a minyan of people, and you say the Birkas Chasanim, you say the Sheva Brachas, after say after benching or whatever. So that's the communal key of fulfilling the communal key of Chesed. Just like by the Shiva, you have the communal key of the Chesed when you at the, in the Beis Olam when they have the Shura, and you have the communal key of when you have the and then you have the Chovas HaYachid when people go themselves, and the same thing by Chasana. Every Chveis, you dance with the Chasan, you Sameach him, so that's your Chovas HaYachid. But then it's a Tzibur Dikah Halacha because Sheva Brachas you need to have a minyan for. Yeah, and that's the ideas of Shechter Sefer HaSalveitchik, that these ideas of Chesed have to be done both. So you have this concept of a Chovas HaYachid and a Chovas HaTzibur. And I'll tell you something else. There's a psak that I like very much from Rav Yonason Steif. Rav Yonason Steif was a big gadol from Hungary who came to America, and like all these gadolim from America, from Hungary, they were not big English speakers and things like that. So most of them, including Rav Moshe Feinstein, when they came to America, had very low expectations, meaning all they expected in life was they were going to be a shamus and a shul. You grew up, I grew up in this generation, where every shul usually had the rav of the shul, the rabbi, the chazan, and the shamus. Today, very few shuls have, there's like three shuls left, who have shamusim. The shamus was usually a European Jew who would learn, would be the Bal Kore, he would teach bar mitzvah lessons, he would send out the Yahrzeit cards, he would get the lulav and esrog, and whatever, he didn't get so much cut, but that was the position. And so these Rabbanim, they all expected that that's what they were going to be in America. All these big Rabbanim, they all expected they were going to be like Rav Yonason Steif, they say. All he say, expected, because he couldn't speak English, he couldn't be, all he expected to be was a shams and shul. But the Baal Batim was smart enough. Didn't let that happen because it was a Gadol BaTorah, and they built a shul in Williamsburg in his honor that he should have. And Rav Moshe Feinstein became the Gadol HaDor and the Rosh Yeshiva v'kulei. But all he expected, as it's brought down maybe in the art school book or whatever, is to be a shamus in a shul. So Rav Yonason Steif, there's a question when you go to a wedding. So Baruch Hashem, we go to weddings. We should have many weddings to go to, and we should share each other's simchas. But weddings go on for a long time now, and some people hold that you have to stay for the Sheva Brachas, and the Sheva Brachas is at the end of the end. I'm talking about the Sheva Brachas after benching, because some hold the Brisker Shita that it's part of Birkas HaMazon. What are you going to do? I mean, you're going to stay. You're gonna stay in, if you have a couple of weddings. What are you gonna? It's great. Especially if you live in New York today, and the in thing today is to make weddings in Lakewood, right? And that's a, so if you leave, that's an hour and a half from, from this part of the world, and then you're gonna have to stay for Sheva Brachas. So Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a tshuva that you could, if you have kavana that you're not mitztaref, then you could leave early. I always had difficulty with that tshuva because to me it's hard to understand what is the idea that you have kavana shalom mitztaref. Well, I see you there, and you're eating with everyone else. So to have kavana shalom mitztaref is a very big kiddush. But Rav Yonasan Steif says a different word, and that what I think is to me it resonates very well, and that is. He says the idea of saying the Sheva Brachas after benching at the end of the wedding, that's a Chovas HaTzibur. Meaning, there has to, as long as there are going to be 10 people left at the end, which there will be, because the family members, they're not going to be leaving early, etc. So as long as there are 10 people left at the end, so you have a Chovas HaTzibur. So, and that's it. It's not a chov on each every yachid to be there at the Sheva Brachos. There's a chovas hatzibur. It means the tzibur. Well, a minion of people have to be there, so that the tzibur is mevarech the chasan the kala, etc. Because it could be that Sheva Brachos is like we said from Rav Shechter B'Shem Rav Salvechik, that that's the chovas hatzibur, and this is this week's parsha of this Shabbos of Shabbos Shkolim is that that's how you create Karbonis Tzibur. I told you, it's brought down in the biography of Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman were mechutanim. And so at the wedding, Rav Yashiv's daughter, Rav Shlomo Zalman's son. So at a certain point of the wedding, Rav Yashiv had his coat on, ready to leave. So he asked him, what's going on? You're leaving? So he says, yeah, I have to, because he has special shdarim. He has to wake up at 4 in the morning. If he doesn't go to sleep now, he's not gonna, so that, he's an echad b'miyuchad. Most people, it would be inappropriate for them to leave at their child's wedding early because, well, that's the echad b'dara. So, such a, hunger, but leaving early, as we said, Rav Yonasan Steif says that's the idea of that as long as there's going to be a minion there at the end, then it's okay. So that was his heter to leave early, not different than Rav Moshe's heter. Rav Moshe's heter was only have kavanah shalom with starf. Now there's another area that there's a difference between a Chovas Yochid and a Chovas HaTzibur, and that is by Kriyas HaMegillah. Because Kriyas HaMegillah is Megillas Esther, so Megillas Esther for most of us is the only Megillah that we read with a bracha, is Megillas Esther. But the Vilna Gaon's opinion is that you have to what? You have to read with the other Megillahs also.
Right, in Eretz Yisrael, don't they read with
Yeah,
the
the
bracha?
Eretz Yisrael and the people of Gronik, like in Chaim Berlin, they follow the Groz on Haggis. So what does that mean? That they read the Megillah with on a cloth with bracha, even when Rus and Koheles and these things, they read it. And that's the sheet of the Groz. So they once asked the Pula Socher has a piece here, the Talmud of the Gra brings down. They asked the Rebbe, the Gra, we know we don't read Megillah on Shabbos, Megillah Esther on Shabbos, because Gzeira the Rabbah, you might come to carry in the Rosh Hashanah. You might come to carry in the Rosh Hashanah. So we don't blow shofar on Shabbos because you might come to carry the Rosh Hashanah, and we don't blow Megillah on Shabbos. But what about the other Megillahs, Rus and Koheles? We read them on Shabbos. So for us, we don't. It's not the same because we don't have a Megillah and we don't re read it from a cloth. But according to the Vilna Gaon, it's mamish the same thing. You need a cloth. You made the bracha on, on Mikra Megillah. So the Talmidim says, according to everyone else, we understand. It's not the same type of, it's not really, you don't have to read it from a cloth. It's not the same. But so you're not going to, what are you going to come to cloth carry what? It's not, but according to you, the Vilna Gaon, that you have to read it from a cloth, it's no different than Megillah's Esther. So Megillah's Esther, you can't read on Shabbos. So how come Koheles you could read on Shabbos and Rus on Shabbos and all, and Shavuos is on Shabbos, etc.? That was the question they asked the Vilna Gaon. So the Vilna Gaon responded that even though I hold it's a chiyuv to read with a cloth, but it's only a chovas hatzibur. It's only a chovas hatzibur. So that means that, like if you missed part of the words of the Megillah by Rus and by Koheles, you don't have to, as long as there are 10 people there listening, that's okay. But Esther is a chovas hayachid. That means even if you can't go to shul, you have to hear the Megillah, have someone read you the Megillah word for word. And if you miss one word, one letter, you're not yotze, because it's a chovas hayachid. But the other Megillahs, even though I hold it's a chovah, it's only a chovas hatzibur. And that's what the Binyan Shlomo says. The same thing by Kriyas HaTorah. How come we can have Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos? Why are we afraid you're going to carry the Torah? Just like we don't allow. Because again, so the Binyan Shlomo explains, because Megillas Esther is what? The Kriyas HaTorah is only a chovas hatzibur. Meaning if, say, you went out between the aliyahs and you to use the bathroom. And then you came back, and they already were into the next aliyah, or even into the next aliyah. So you don't have to go to another shul and say, "Oh, I have to hear that." But if that would happen by Megillas Esther, then you wouldn't be yotze. You'd have, And the Shalach HaKadosh says, "But the Daled Parshios, we should be machmir to treat it like a chovas hayochid to make sure to hear every word." So when you're coming to the Daled Parshios. So when it comes to this week of Shkolin, make sure you make extra concentration to make sure to hear to treat it like a chovas hayochid. But it's interesting that there's the Sefer, the Psikta Rabasi says, what's the bracha you make on Megillas Esther? So we make Asher K'tzadim Usos Ovin Tzivanu Al Mikra Megillah. But look what he says. I'll read it to you. He says, the Psikta says the bracha for Megillas Esther, Shekel Shalom, Mitzvah Tzivanu, Al Mitzvahs Kriyas Megillas Esther. Al Mitzvahs Kriyas Megillas Esther. So I thought maybe the pshat is like this, because according to the Vilna Gaon, because even though we say, according to the Vilna Gaon, you make Al Mikra Megillah on the others, because those are Chovas HaTzibur. But you have to show that this Megillah is different. This is not the same as Rus and Koheles and Shir HaShirim. This is Al Mitzvahs Kriyas Megillas Esther, which is a Chovas HaYochid on each and every individual. So let me show you. So that's the idea that certain things are Chovas HaYochid and certain things are Chovas HaTzibur. And as we said, we have Chesed, we do Chesed HaYochid, Beis Ovel. But in the Beis Olam, you have the Shura, you do Betzibur, and we have Birkas Chasanim, which is Mesameach HaSimchala, as we said before, Betzibur, and you need a minyan for the Shura, and you need a minyan for the Birkas Chasanim. Oh, so there's a sefer called Binyan Shlomo. We've just quoted him before. Of Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna. So he points out that if you look at the rest of the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Maseches Shkolim, we said, so we read it, we get Be'echad, Be'odar, Mashmim al HaShkolim. Right? That's why we're going to read, because this week is Rosh Chodesh, and we have to, so therefore that's the time when there was a Beis HaMikdash, that they would read they would collect the Shkolim, because again, the Chodesh Nisan came, it was supposed to use the new fund, the new money that was collected from Chodesh Adar onward for the Korbanos Tzibur. But what else does it say in that Mishnah? Bala kelayim. If there's kelayim, you try to remove kelayim from people's fields. Mesachnim es hadrochim. And if the streets need to be paved, Chodesh Adar. And if the mikveh needed to be fixed, Chodesh Adar. Ve'osim kol tzorchei rabim. And all tzorchei rabim, you do a Chodesh Adar. So the shaila is, what's this idea that all tzorchei, and that's why we do Machzis HaShekel, because that's tzorchei rabim. That's for the Chovas HaTzir. That's for the tzibur, for the new Karbanas tzibur. But you fix the mikveh, all communal things, the Mishnah says, Chodesh Adar. So why is that? What's the connection of Chodesh Adar? So the Binyan Shloimer says an unbelievable thing. If you look in the Gemara in Shabbos Alamed Gimel Amud Beis, the story of Shimon ben Yochai was in the cave. He was hiding in the cave, and he was there for many, many years, and then he finally came out. And then he finally came out. So you know what he said? Amar Hoel v'Yisrachesh Nisa. He said, since a miracle happened to me, Ezel Iskin Milsa. So I'm going to do something for the community. Since I was saved, being, as he was hiding for these years, and I was saved, I didn't get killed or anything. Right? So now I'm free. I came out. And now I'm going to be Oisich B'Tzarchei HaKlal. So you see that whenever there's a miracle, and in the Artscroll Hebrew edition, he quotes from the Ben Yehoyada. He says that the Ben Yehoyada says, what's the idea? Because whenever you have a miracle done to you, you could lose chuyos. In other words, you have to pay for the miracle. So a lot of chusim you could lose because you got that miracle. So you don't want to lose your skuyos because of the miracle. So therefore, when you do tzorchei rabim, then Hashem will protect you so that you shouldn't lose your skuyos. So Chodesh Adar, we had a miracle done. We had the nes of Purim, the Milchama, we were saved. So therefore, it behooves us to be osech the tzorchei HaKlal. And the Gemara says, where did we learn this out from? From Yaakov Avinu. Because when Yaakov, he fought with the Malach, and then at the end, it says in Parshas Vayishlach, Vayavo Yaakov Sholem. And Rav says, Sholem Begufo, Sholem Bimamono, Sholem Betorosa.
Doesn't he
What
say
does it mean?
katonti? Doesn't he say katonti mikol hachasadim because of that?
Yeah. So I told him, Mikol HaChasadim, yeah. He says, and what does it say? Vayichan Pnei Ha'ir. What does it say? What does Yaakov Avinu do? Amar Rav Matbeya Tiken Lahem. So the first thing Yaakov Avinu said, he minted coins for the community. Shmuel Omar Shvokim Tiken Lahem. He did streets. He paved streets. And Yaakov Yochanan says, Merchatzos Tiken Lahem. Those are the three things of Yaakov Avinu. So in other words, this idea that when a nes happens to you, you should be osev with Tzorchei HaKlal. The Gemara says we learned that out from Yaakov Avinu. So the Ben Yoyada says that those three things. What were the three things that Yaakov Avinu did? He was mesaken. He minted coins. Mesaken. This is Gemara Shabbos Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. He was mesaken matbeya. He was mesaken. He was paved the streets, and he fixed up the bathhouses. So the Ben Yoyada says that these three things are the three things amongst them that the Mishnah mentions in Shkolim. Because Mashmim al Shkolim, that's the Matbeah. And you fix the Mikvos, that's the Mechatzos. So it's parallel. It's interesting that the things that are mentioned of He says in the Gemara that Yaakov Avinu did are the things that are mentioned in the what? In the Mishnah of what's done in Chodesh Adar, because these are all type of communal things, fixing the mikveh, fixing the streets, fixing the having the matbeos. So all these things are and as we said, that's what we said, that's the chova of the chovas hatzibur. But he says something else that what I this the article doesn't quote when he says something all the faster. What does it mean? Yeah, so Yaakov Avinu was Mesaken Matbea, right? And the Ben Yair says that's parallel to the Matzis HaShekel, Mashmim al, because there's all those communal things that Yaakov Avinu did of the is parallel to the things mentioned in the Mishnah. So he said, oh, but he says a fascinating thing from the Noda Yehuda. He says, well, I don't understand. Before Yaakov Avinu, they didn't have money. There was no monetary system.
I
Fascinating.
think Avraham Avinu was the first person
Yeah, right.
to
Avraham
miss the
Avinu, they
point.
had the picture of him. Yeah. So what was the Chiddush of Yaakov? So I'm going to read you from the Ben Yehoyada. Asmanish Mispar. So Ben Yehoyada says, Manda Omar, I'm reading from Ben Yehoyada. He's quoting now the Noda Behuda. Matbea tikalem mafurish b'shem agon bal Noda Behuda. Devada he'el ha-matbea. Of course they had matbea before Yaakov Avinu. So what was his chiddush? So listen to this. Rachidish lahem she'yasu as ha-matbea ogul. That coins should be round and not square. What's the big deal? He shebeze yiskor bal hamamon shegil gongol hu shechozer ba'olam v'lo yisgal b'mamon. That the world is circular. It's a galgal chozer. Sometimes you'll have the money, sometimes someone else will have the money. But don't be complacent and think that, oh, you have money now, it's not necessarily always going to stay with you. If you use it for proper things, then Bez Hashem will keep it with you. But life could be, it's a galgal chozer ba'olam. That's why the minig is brought down in the Gemara, in Bava Basra. At a Sudas Havra, they serve round things like the egg, etc. So money, he says, money should. So Yaakov Avinu's lesson was money should be round to show that it goes around. It doesn't necessarily always stay by one person. And then he quotes Chazal that why is money called Zuz? So Chazal says Zuz because it's Zozim Mizel Azeh. In other words, one time this person can have the money, another time someone else can have the money. But the Parsha Shkolim is says the Ben Yehoyada, that's part of this Mishnah, that we had a nace happen to us in Chodesh Adar, so it behooves us to be Osek mitzvah, mechazik us in the Tzorchei HaKlal. And so whatever Tzorchei HaKlal that we're involved in, Chodesh Adar, we should give a chizik to be Osek even more. And that's the first Mishnah of Shkolim. Echad be'adam mashkim, kol tzorchei rabbi. And the Ben Yehoyada says it's because of this Gemara by Rav Shimon bar Yochai. And when he left the cave after he was saved, he said, "Now that I'm saved, I'm going to do osek b'tzorchei rabbi." And that's as the article quotes on the Ben Yehoyada, because whenever you had something, a miracle happened to you and you were saved, you're afraid that maybe now you cashed in on all your zchusim. And now you're not going to have zchusim left. No. So you got to make sure to be osik tzorchi rabim, and that will be the savior for you. And that's the, and so that's the idea of this. Of Shabbos Shkolim, because the Shkolim is the Korban Tzibur. We mentioned in past in Shir that we quoted from the Besamim Rosh some time ago, that the Besamim Rosh is of the opinion that women don't have to daven Musaf because
If
they're
someone
part of
wrote
the
a
Machzis.
forgery,
Right, so the forgery, right? I remember Rabbi Yellen, you like the quote from Rabbi Mark Shapiro's writings about this this topic.
And others.
And others, yeah, of course, others as well. You know, these are Dr. Lyman gives a shiur on famous Jewish forgeries. Somebody decided they want to, that they're the rush. I guess different people, like Rav Schechter said, different people have different mishagasim. But Rav Schechter said everyone's entitled to a mishagas, but the mishugana collects everyone's mishagasim and puts it all together. But this was a little strange thing that this person did. He wrote a Tshuvas HaRosh. He said, this is the long lost Tshuvas HaRosh. And the Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes it. I mean, so could be that they felt either that he was a Roy Lekach or that they didn't know or face, but that the women are putter from Tfilas Musaf because normally, because since the Tfilas Musaf is not a Tfil of Rachamim. So since Tfilas Musaf is not a Tfil of Rachamim, so, because if it's Tfilas Shel Rachamim, then women need Rachamim also. But Musaf is not Rachamim, right? We don't have Bakashas in Musaf. So then, if you're not part of the Chiyuv of Machzis HaShekel, because it's a Tfilah, so then maybe you don't have to have Musaf. So that was the Pesam in Rosh. Others disagree with him and say, no, you have women should have in Musaf. But that was one of his famous Pesachim, that women don't have to Davin Musaf. But that's the Tshuvas HaRosh. There's also someone wrote a Yerushalmi. Someone wrote a Yerushalmi on Kachim. Right? In other words, we don't have a Talmud Yerushalmi on Kachim, on Zvachim, Menachas, these things. And someone decided they're going to write. Some people, because different people have different Yetzirahs. So one person had a Yetzirah to write a Tshuvas HaRosh and say, I'm the Rosh. Another person had a Yetzirah to say, I'm the Gemara. And I'm going to write a Gemara on. Some people do it for Purim, it's a Purim shtick. They write a Maseches
That's prohibition.
Yeah.
Maseches prohibition.
Yeah,
the only time I ever saw Rav Moshe Zatzal literally laughing as hard as I ever saw anyone laugh was we were learning on Purim Masechta's prohibition, and Rav Moshe Zatzal attended the Suda where we learned it, and he was truly laughing, you know, really hard at Masechta's prohibition, which someone wrote as a joke.
As a joke.
And he knew that, obviously. Yes.
Yeah. So that was another, you know, forgery of. They say that in the Yerushalmi and Kachim, they write that the way you're supposed to put tefillin on is like Rabbeinu Tam. They say that the Chafetz Chaim started to wear tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam because it said that in the Yerushalmi and Kachim. And then
we know that's a forgery too.
Right, exactly. That's a forgery. But the question is, that at what point did people know that that's a forgery and whether people took it seriously at a certain point? And therefore, you know, Rabbi Akiva Eiger quotes the Pesam in Rosh, and it's brought down that the Chafetz Chaim put on tefillin to Rabbeinu Tam because in the Yerushalmi and Kachim it says that the way Rabbeinu Tam has the parshas is the correct way. Okay, these are things that historians, Dr. Schneer Lyman, he likes to he's given drushes, but this week's Parshas Shkolim is the Matbeah. And that's what the Noda Behuda said. When Yaakov Avinu was masaking Matbeya, he didn't machadish the concept of money. That was before. But he was machadish that the Musar, that coins should be round. Because it's a galgal chozer ba'ol. And that's what the Ben Yehoyada quotes from the Noda Behuda. And that's the idea. Machzis HaShekel, the Shekel HaKodesh, and that's the idea of this Shabbos Shkolim. So Shabbos Shkolim, on one hand, it's a It's a, and we said that the difference between Kriyas and Megillah of Esther and the other Megillahs is that Esther is a Chovas HaYochid, so everyone has to hear every word, and if you Chas V'Shalom, you can't come to shul, you have to get someone. Whereas Shir HaShirim, Rus, these things, if you couldn't come to shul and you didn't hear it, so Nishka Ferach, because it's on the Chovah on the Tzibur. And Kriyas HaTorah also, Pashas is a Chovah on the Tzibur. And Sheva Brachas, as we said from Rav Yonis and Steif, that Sheva Brachas at the end of benching, you don't have to stay till the end of the wedding. I mean, whatever, if you could, you could. If you can't, you can't. If most people, we can't stay till the end of the wedding, because it's just not so practical. So Rav Moshe has an eitzah, but I think the simple pshat is what Rav Yonis and Steif said, is that it's a chovah satzibur. It's not a chovah, it's a chovah yochid, I have to bench. But the Sheva Brachas after is a separate kiev. It's a Chovas HaTzibur, that there should be a Tzibur left that's going to make the Sheva Brachas for the Fuss and Kala. That would be the Chovas HaTzibur of the Chovas HaTzibur of this. So that's the so this is the beginning. But on the other hand, I told you the Shalah says that even though, you know, Kriyas HaTorah is usually a Chovas HaTzibur, but when it comes to the Dal Parshas, make sure you're in shul for, you know, that you hear the whole Dal Parshas. That, make sure, concentrate, make sure you have the Chumash open, the Parshas Kisisa, and because that could be a Chovas. And there's some poskim that hold that all Dal Parshas are a Daraisa. All Dal Parshas are Daraisa. Shulchan Aruch quotes Zoch and Parah, but the Elior Rabba says from the Rashba that they're all Daraisa. So that's a special chiyuv of the Dal Parshas, and we shouldn't miss anything. I was, you know, there was one year during COVID I davened in the Chabad Shtibel, and so you know there's a question how you in Parshas Kisetze it says Lo Yovo Psua Daka. You know, there's a halacha that if there's some problem with the person's that area, there's a question of whether he could be married to a Jewish woman. You know, one of the big experts is in L.A. What's his
Ernie
name?
Agustin. Ernie yeah. Agustin. Yeah. He just wrote a sefer on it.
Yeah, yeah. So I once. Usually I don't get shilas about psua daka. That's not the shilas that I usually get. That someone calls me to know that they had some procedure done to that area of their body. And the question of, is that permissible or pidin? So it's not the shilas that I get every day. So I called up, and Rabbi Lebhar, Mordechai Lebhar was involved in that book. So Dr. Agustin, he put together that book on the laws of psua daka. I mean, again, it's a pasuk of chumash. The only so the, what the shilas I do get is how do you spell daka? Dalet chaf aleph or dalet chaf hey? So the old minig was dalet chaf aleph, but then there was a switch. This to me is one of the most fascinating things in the world, that they switched the Sifrei Torah. Start writing with a hay. And there are only two communities that didn't switch. You know who? The Taimanim and the Lubavitchers and Chabad. They kept the Aleph. So I was a little nervous that I'm going to hear the Parsha Zohar from Sifrei Torah that had Psua Daka with an Aleph and not a hay. But some people say that maybe that's the right way. So I didn't remember to do it the first week, but most of the Shabbosim of that year, we went to another shtibel afterwards to hear it again. So I should be yotze with the hay as well. But someone told me, Rav Karp, Rav Yaakov Hoffman told me from Rav Karp, he says, maybe it's a good chumrah that, you know, in Yeshivas Keren B'Yavna, they read Parsha Zohar many times in every Havara, in Sfaradit, Ashkenazis, they read it like 5-6 times. But this is a better chumrah. To hear it, I'm not telling you that you have to do this. I only did it without 1 year. To hear it again, if you hear it from, so in Chabad, I heard it from Sefer Torah with an Aleph. to go hear from a hay. Well, fakir, if you hear for the hay, which most of you will be, to go hear it again for an aleph, because you could to be yotzei because it's a shah. So I was machmir on most of the parshas that year to hear it twice from a regular a sefer Torah that has it. But to me, it's a fascinating piece of history that to have a letter in the Torah that for so many years was assumed one way was changed to be another way. To me, that's one of the most fascinating issues. So, okay, I'm not telling you to go crazy about it. But for 1 year, I davened in the Chabad Shtibel. We had our own minyan, 8 o'clock minyan, and then there's a shtibel down the block. So it was convenient. We were able to hear it twice. Zohar twice and Parah twice. I would have heard Shkolim twice also, but I wasn't thinking of those terms when I came to Shkolim. It only hit me once in Zohar. So once in Zohar, I did it for Parah and for Achodesh. Because according to some sheet, it's a Chiyuv Doraisa to hear. Okay, Rabosai, we're now beginning the Dal Parshias. This should all bring a lot of good mazel and to you all. And Bez Hashem leads us to Purim, to Pesach, and Mishanichnas Adar Marbi Mesimcha. So you should have a lot of simcha in all your lives and a lot of good health, nachas, from everybody. And we should all be so, all say, Tzorchei Rabim. That's, you should look at that Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Shkolim. Be'echad ba'odar mishmim ala Shkolim, all about Tzorchei Rabim. Because that's what the Binyan Shlomo says. Binyan Shlomo says from the Gemara of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Shabbos Lam Gimel. Whenever you have a nace done to you, make sure you're osik b'tzarchis. That should be your reaction. A miracle happened. Something special happened to me. Someone had a refuah. Oh, be osik b'tzarchis. That's a tremendous thing. Okay, have a good Shabbos to all.